Not really.
Dear Chicago.
Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And
girl,
this is
get off the phone. We're gonna be talking about it for the next
Chris
30
Pratt.
Minutes. Yeah. You wish.
Oh my god. Do you want to know what I did?
Well, first, let's say this is Foul Monkeys. This is a podcast, 569. This is a podcast that is recorded out of Chicago, Illinois. This is, I guess this is still Chicago where you are, right?
Douche.
So, yes, tell me what you did or what you're doing or who you're doing.
Hold on. Hold on.
The people listen. They don't watch. This is not a watching podcast yet.
I'm going to
work on it.
Okay, hold on. I want you to listen to what I created.
Okay. That's beautiful. On what?
GarageBand.
GarageBand.
I'm working on this song.
I hear no sounds of voices.
No, I because I just.
What's the song called?
I have not titled it.
Falling
yet.
Asleep. That's what it's called. It's called CPC 99, but not forever.
It's
called. It's CPC 99, parentheses, not forever.
AKA Anna Nicole.
So, a person that will get that joke is my friend Jeffrey, because we went to dinner a few weeks ago at Red Lobster, and we were coming up with his or with our like our album that we're going to create, and every song was a let's see, I'm trying to think of some of the songs we did. One of them was Take the Train, parentheses, I ain't got no insurance, just like stuff like that. Get in the Kitchen, parentheses, and cook. Which is totally stupid, but it was so much fun.
Oh my god. Parentheses, you're dumb.
Right. So you guys,
what's with the I feel like the hashtag intro. We're recording, we're
a podcast. It's not a hashtag intro. It's just letting people know where we're recording from. Because some people may be like, "Oh, they're from Vegas." But we're not.
No one thinks that we're from Vegas. We are too high class.
Well, I'm trying to improve the show, but obviously you don't care.
Oh, because no, I feel like that's a very Mike Lawson thing to do. This is a podcast recorded on the same.
So you guys, while we're in Vegas.
While you were in
Vegas. While I was in Vegas.
I was there too, but.
Because I was smart enough to do it. Yeah. What, don't eat on the podcast. People hate that. So move away from the microphone.
Haters gonna hate.
On Friday, when the iPhone came out, the new iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, mm-hmm. I got to pick it up in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I got to wait in line,
mm-hmm.
with only six other people in front of me. Because on one side,
it was only three.
Oh, three. With three people in front of me. So they had two lines. They had the long ass, we didn't order our phone line.
No, we didn't get a chance. No, we weren't stupid and dumb enough to stay up till 5 a.m. to fucking order our phones.
Right.
Dumb.
And then there was the, didn't get my phone ordered until 2:30 a.m, but I'm here and I have my phone,
right.
Which made me really nervous because the guy in front of us said, "Oh, they don't have any more 6 pluses." And I was like,
ooh,
"Oh my god, I'm
going to
be
get
so
white girl."
Crazy. I thought I was going to have to call John Ong to go like Asian crazy woman on him.
Yeah, cuz didn't he work at Apple?
He used to work at Apple.
But wait. Do you work at Apple California or Apple like a store?
I think he worked in he worked in a store.
Okay.
In
California? Why are you making fun of him?
I'm making fun of you. If I was making fun of him, I go, wait, it sounds the same. Anyway, I got to wait in line. So I kind of messed up the order and they fixed it for me because I... All right, so I got it on Tony's upgrade, but I didn't realize if we did an upgrade with the 2-year contract, it actually costs us more in the long run with like the data plan and all that stuff. And I was like, well, fuck that shit. I don't want to pay more than I already have to pay. So I was like, well, can we cancel it on the 2-year contract and then just do the next plan for my phone number, which I was available for?
Wait, hold on. Why does it cost more?
I don't know what the deal is, but if you get it on a 2-year contract, your data plan is like $25 more. I don't know what. That was on the family plan.
Got it.
With 10 gigs. So I was like, no, I'm not paying $25 more because I already pay fucking too much already. And okay. And they had like the bitchiest AT&T people there in the store. Actually, one of them was pretty nice. The other one that was helping us. Me,
bitchy.
Super bitchy. Like, the guy didn't even get a question out before she was like, no.
She had a cubby of quail in her cunt that needed to come out.
So she wasn't going to let me do it at first. She's like, no, no, it's impossible. You can't do it. And I'm like, first, nothing is impossible because all I have to do is call and scream on the customer service line. And I'm pretty sure I'll get what I want, but I don't want to scream at people because I don't like doing that.
Oh my God, I would have paid money to see you get white girl stupid.
No, you haven't seen... I've been white girl stupid in person, and it's not good. So, the guy was saying, well, yeah, we can do that here at the Apple store.
Which,
the AT&T,
by the way, was very cute.
Oh, and very dreamy. Helpful. Very. And he dreamy. Touched my butt a few times.
He slipped his hand on my crotch while you were looking.
I came in his mouth.
He came up my butt.
You're so stupid. I just had his baby.
Through your mouth?
Yes. And now I get an Apple discount.
For life.
So, I was explaining to the guy what I want to do, and I was like, well, why can't I do that? It doesn't make sense. If I can return this phone in 14 days because I don't like it,
right?
Then why can't I cancel it now and then use the phone to get the new line? He was like, yeah, we can do that. And the AT&T person was like, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that.
And oh, I don't even really? Think she heard.
She wasn't even listening.
No, because she literally was like, no.
Yeah.
It was like
they can't see you, but Roger was pretending like he was an airline steward or at the airline, you know, like typing in your name. They're like, what's your name?
Right.
You know, just like,
who has
crazy.
Type? I mean, my name is, my name is Lee.
I love this. What is your name? Lee. L-E-E. And your last name? Onomatopoeia. Beep. No. What? Why does that happen? How is that even possible?
It's like 1,000 keystrokes right. for Joe.
But one for
Stephanopoulos,
like...
Stephanopoulos, it's right. like one. Click.
Oh, it's pre-programmed. It's like yeah.
One okay. keystroke. One.
So I did it. And I got it over onto my number, which I'm just going to do the next program, just
pay it off.
You
know what's funny? Before you continue, you know what's funny is that lady was giving you such side eye, but the woman that was standing next to her, who was also an AT&T representative, was sitting there chuckling the entire fucking time. Mm-hmm. She was like...
she loved her job.
She was sitting there typing away, too, and she was like...
you're telling him wrong information.
She's like, I can't tell you what to do. Mm-mm. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. She's like, I feel sorry. And I felt like...
You had to walk away. Were you getting a little mad?
Because did you see how I had to interject for a moment?
Right.
Because she kept... like the lady kept literally like... The poor guy, the poor Apple guy, was trying to like explain to her what the situation was, and Ricky was trying to explain to her what he was trying to explain to her his side. The Apple guy was trying to explain what he was trying to do, and this bitch was just like, before they could even get a word in edgewise, no. Like, just like, no. And I'm like, I'm sitting there watching this whole thing go down, and I literally was like, oh, okay, no.
Because she was talking over us.
Yeah. And so I was like, that's not what happened. What happened is, and then I went in, and I was just like, this bitch needs to just fucking listen. And so I cut in and just was like, it was because the system was not working for either of them. And she just looked at me, and she was like, oh, yeah, well, we can do it. And I was like,
I thought she was going to look at you like, sir, are you on the account?
I was like, this fucking bitch. And then after that, I was like, I need to walk away because I'm about to break this bitch down in half. I was like, she's making me mad. And I could tell Ricky was getting frustrated, but he was trying. See, the thing about Ricky is that I've noticed this about you. When things start to get like, I feel like when you start to get close to a boiling point or like you're getting in that area, this fucking niceness thing that you have about you that you don't want to like lose your cool, it irritates the shit out of me because I'm like, just lose it.
It does Tony too. Tony cannot stand it.
Just say something because that's kind of how you get things done. I mean, I know it sounds stupid to say that because it's like you don't want to be that way because I don't ever want to treat someone like that because I've worked in customer service and I would never want someone to treat me like that. Especially when you're trying to help him, but this bitch was not trying to help you at all. And I could see that you were getting frustrated with her because she was not listening to you. And I'm sitting there looking at you and I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, he getting to that boiling point. And I'm like, so that's when I jumped in and then she kind of got it for some reason. And as soon as I said something, she saw something click in her head that she got it. And then it was like it worked. Oh, yeah, I can do that. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, they just spent half an hour trying to explain to you what I said in two words. I'm like,
because it's your Latina and she thought you were gonna bring out your razor blades.
She probably saw me shifting my tongue left and right.
I was getting aggravated, but I always try to keep calm because I yelling and screaming. First I get upset and then I almost start crying because I can't think of what I want to say to the person.
Yeah, you get frustrated.
So I get frustrated and I don't want to treat people like that. I don't want to be embarrassed. I've been in that position a couple times and it's fucking embarrassing to me and to the people around me.
Right.
And I didn't want to embarrass you, or anybody.
I'd be like, girl, get her.
So we finally got it settled. I'd
be like, girl, get home my shit, girl.
Right.
Shit about to go down.
We finally got it settled, and we go to the hotel, and like we're doing stuff or whatever, and then all of a sudden I get a text message from Tony. Poppy, my phone don't work. I'm like, oh no. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, it says no service on the phone. I was like, oh my God. I am going to be murdered when I get home. He was like, call me. Can you explain to them how that conversation went when you were
so basically it was like if he had a chance to stab you in the ear, he would have. I think he stabbed him in the ear with the words, right. It was like, you better fix this immediately or you better not come home.
Well, he was mad because we went to the AT&T store and there was a line out of the door because of course the phone AT&T came out that phone. Day So they try to make him wait in that line to get help with the
which
service.
Which I think is completely fucking stupid.
That's way
one,
stupid.
Stupid.
But they didn't want to see him because it was he got in line like at like 7, I don't know, it was like 7:40 and the store closes at 8. And they said that there was a cutoff and he was like, excuse me? Excuse me.
Oh, he was about to.
He said he went like straight up like fucking
ape shit.
Batshit crazy. Yeah. And he said the store manager finally came out and said they would help him. And then they weren't going to help him because they said that I didn't add his name to my account, which I had called that day when I was talking to customer service, trying to get his phone to work. And she was like, well, do you have access to the phone? I'm like, I'm in Vegas. He's in Chicago. I don't have access to his phone. Like,
did you not add? But I thought you did add him.
I added his. No, he's been on my account, but not as a user to call and ask about the bill and stuff. I never added him. Like, you did your mom.
Oh, God, yeah.
So I had to add him to do that. And then the store manager was like, but you're not a person that's on the account that he can talk to. And that's...
Meaning
like,
authorized user,
right? Authorized user.
Oh, hell.
He said he had to go into Spanish. Yeah. And there was all pretty. White people.
And it's never pretty. Let me tell you, it is never pretty when it gets Spanish. That
finally helped him. And then when his phone got turned on, he called me.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, when that call came through, we were in our hotel room.
Melinda was in there, too.
Yeah, because we were laying in our bed, like, just hanging out. I think we were... What were we getting ready to do? I think we were getting ready to do something in the
evening. In the afternoon, yeah. We were going to listen to a bunch of shows, and then we were going somewhere. I can't remember.
We couldn't get something. I can't remember, but we were sitting there, and all you could
hear... It was before the taco tour.
No, because wasn't the taco tour on Saturday?
It was after the taco...
Taco tour was on Saturday. This is all happened on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So we were getting ready to go for dinner. Mm.
The opening shows.
Yeah. And he's literally like...
Can't get any wider.
I mean, like, the fucking were... Like, he repeated the story 5 times.
Tony? And who, me or Tony?
Tony.
Yeah.
18 different ways.
Right.
5 times. 18 different ways. And then he was like... And we were trying to get Ricky to get off the phone because we were, like, getting ready to leave. And he's like, I can't. Like, he's like, oh, my God, I can't. And he's like, finally, like... He's like, Papi, I have to get off the phone because I'm there. We need to
They're leaving me.
It's like, we need to get off the phone. And he gets off the phone. He's like, oh, my God. He's like,
I never did tell him it was my fault that it happened. He thinks it's his words. Stupid fuckers in Vegas. Okay. Yeah, that's whose fault it was. It was the lady that was saying no.
You better hope he never listened to this episode.
16, 17 minutes into the show, we are talking about our new iPhones.
Our new iPhones, yes.
So I got mine on Friday, and I had it over the weekend, but I didn't have it fully set up until I got home. So now it's fully set up. Roger has his fully set up. And we have discovered our new favorite
feature.
And it is sending voice text messages.
Yes.
I guess that's how you would say it.
Well, it's voice messages through text. So instead of texting, we just send a voice message, which is so amazing because that creates this whole, remember how some people complain about there not being enough emotion during the via text?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Hold you on. Can do one.
I'm taking a picture. I'm sending it to RC.
Oh, he just texted us. Like
right.
And
I'm doing me now.
Oh, sorry.
Can I take a picture of myself? I need a haircut. Look at my hair. It's because I had the fucking headphones on. And I don't even have a lot of hair. No, this was like...
Oh, up. So I had the same experience on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
So, my phone got picked up by my mother on Saturday because...
In Chicago,
because although I did stay up till... Actually, I was in Florida when the reservations went live. I was having the same experience that Ricky was having with the whole, like... Because Ricky's experience, like most people who were trying to reserve the phone, was they were having a lot of issues via... Apple and they're both the website and the app.
Well, the problem that I had, it was only let me choose one phone.
Right.
Which one color.
Right.
It wouldn't let me choose like the next plan. It made me do the 2-year contract.
Correct.
Although it did give me the option to pick up in the store. Some people it didn't.
Right. It didn't give me the option. Like, so when I did that, so what I kept fucking with my, the app trying to see if I could put, you know, pick it up and blah, blah, blah. And I kept trying to do it. It wouldn't let me do it. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to give it a couple hours later. Well, I waited. I did that. But then I actually ended up forgetting. And then I picked up the phone again around close to like 5. And I was like, shit, it's 5 o'clock. I'm like, oh, I fucking missed it. I'm probably not going to be able to reserve the phone. But I realized that during that time that I was trying to order the phone at like 2 in the morning... That I was like, it's fine because they were having problems, so they probably didn't get fixed anyway. And I know in the past, when they've released the reservations, it's never been on time.
Mm.
They've always said, oh, it's going to start at this time, and it never has. It always started later. So I was like, well, hopefully that's my hope that it starts. So finally, when I actually was able to reserve the phone, I wasn't able to reserve the phone in Vegas. I was only able to pick up the phone in Old Orchard. And it so happened to be that I was probably one of the very few people at the tail end that was able to pick up the phone in Old Orchard, because after I did and I picked my color and I did all that, there was no more
shut down.
You weren't able to pick it up at Old Orchard anymore anyway. Like, it was, because I checked later to see if you were able to pick it up at Old Orchard to see the availability, and it was done. And that was only an hour later. So I was like, I was probably like one of the very few. So I didn't get a chance to pick it up in Vegas like I wanted to. So I told my mom, you know, I pre-warned her. I said, hey, I put you on the account. I made sure that you were an authorized user. You should be okay. I don't know how long they're going to hold the phone for. I don't want to take a chance that they're not going to hold the phone for me for X amount of hours. So can you do me a favor and go pick up the phone? I was like, the only thing that you need to bring, because I called Apple and I tried, you know, made sure with Apple, I was like, hey, you know, what does she need to bring? I won't be in town. And they were like, oh, she just needs to bring in the ID, probably the receipt to make sure. And then, make sure that she's on the phone. And I said, okay, fine. So I, made sure that she had all that information. And then she was all set up. Friday comes. Everything looks okay. Ricky got a receipt right away.
Mm-hmm.
Apple did not do a good job with this.
I also apparently ordered 4 phones. Remember, I told you I got 4 emails for 4 different reservations?
Yeah, which is so strange.
I didn't even do that.
Yeah. The system, that entire setup was fucked up.
Like, you would think they would have this shit right. It's been 7 years since your phone has, like, your phone
right,
actually now, came out.
Right. And it's...
Get it together.
Get it together, girl. But you know what, though? I think there was a glitch with the system altogether, like, this time around. But anyway, so finally, So Friday comes and I see that the phone went through because I saw the charge, which is fine because I was like, okay, great. Because I was a little worried because Ricky had gotten an email saying that his phone was ordered, his was ready to pick up. I had not gotten an email, nor did I get a text that I signed up for to tell me that my phone was ready to get picked up. But it still showed up on my account saying that it was ready to be picked up. So I was like, well, okay. They can't say anything. I was like, if they give me any grief, I have my fucking, receipt that says that this went through. So if they give me any problems, I'm going to fucking bitch and moan. And so, I went with Ricky on Friday to go pick up his phone. And I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to see if I can pick it up there because, you know, maybe there's a slight chance that I'll be able to pick it up there. So when I go with him, after he's done with his transaction, I asked the guy, I was like, you know, would had it been possible? Because during
this time... They were out of phones.
Yeah, during this time, we find out that they actually ran out of phones, out of the 6 Plus. And we ended up finding out that I could have actually picked up my phone there.
Which is good to know for next year.
Yeah. I won't be buying another phone next year. Which is good to know for the future. But yeah, I could have done that. In any case, come Saturday, I'm like, oh, yay, Ricky's playing with his phone. I'm like, okay, I saw the phone. I'm like, okay, at least I know what it looks like. I saw Ricky's and I played with it. So, like, my excitement wasn't... The excitement for me was sort of...
Delayed
and deflated.
You were jealous.
I'd already, like...
Jealous.
No. Because I'd already seen it. So I was like, okay, this is cool. I can't wait to actually get home and play with mine.
And the phone too.
Right. And so we're on our taco tour and I'm we're on the truck. We hit the first place and I'm on my phone and I'm like, you know, at one point I turned to Ricky and I was like, do you have any service? And he's like, yeah, I have my full bars. And I'm like, really? I was like, fuck, I don't have any bars on mine. I was like, this is no service.
And we just kind of like,
and I just like, we're just like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, I didn't think anything of it because prior to that, earlier in the morning, I was playing with my phone and it was fine. So I thought, okay, maybe we just went into like a bad area and for some reason, I'm just not
getting really reconnect.
Good. Yeah, just like, I'm not getting really good reception or whatever. And I didn't put two and two together yet because at this point it was really early. And so it was just like, I didn't know what time my mom was going to pick up the phone. And so I'm like, that's strange. I'm like, all right. And so I, you know, kind of just put my phone away. I was talking to people anyway. So I was just whatever. And then I pick up my phone again and I was like, it still says no service. So I turn it off. I turn it back on. kind of comes on with, because there's, it picks up Wi-Fi, and then it goes off again. Nothing. No service again. And I'm like, what the fuck? So we hit our second taco place. Because at this point, I'm like, well, whatever. I'm not going to be worried about it because I'm here with people and I'm chit-chatting, whatever. I put my phone away. We get to the second taco place. As we're arriving, I'm like, I start thinking, because I'm looking at my phone and I'm trying to like, God, I can't get no fucking service. And I look at Ricky.
I was like, did you reboot?
And I was like, he's like, did you reboot? I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, he's like, that's strange. He's like, wait a minute. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, fuck. And he's like, oh my God. They did the same shit that fucking Tony, it happened to Tony's phone. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, my mom must have picked up my phone from the Apple store and activated it. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, that's probably what happened. Because at this point I kept trying. I was like, nothing. And I'm in Vegas and I have no fucking phone. I was like, shit. So I was like, you know, I used Ricky's phone to call home, to call my mom. And
thank God you had her number memorized.
I know, right? Because that's probably the only number. Nowadays, with having a cell phone, like, I can't remember a fucking thing.
You know, the only number I have memorized is my mom's number, and I'll never have to use it again.
Sad Sally. Really? Girl, you need to remember Tony's number.
I do have his number memorized, actually. And the reason I have it memorized is because we were doing a bunch of paperwork before my last phone got fucking stolen. So that's the only reason I know it.
Oh, Jesus. I know a few phone numbers, but...
I know 911. That's the number you call when you're reporting bad weather.
Stupid. Or murder.
Right. It's the same.
Yeah, right. So finally I called my mom and I was just like, hey, I was like, did you pick up my phone? She, of course, is like really upset because she had to, A, wait in line an hour. It was raining in Chicago.
They made her wait?
Well, because they didn't split the line like they did in Las Vegas.
Oh, hell no.
Well, wait a minute. So they didn't split the line when she was there. When she got to the front and she was inside, they decided to split the line. So she was even more pissed because she was like, I had to go in. She's like, well, finally, when I was there, she's like, they finally split the line to the people who had pre-reservations and then people who didn't. And I was like, I wonder if they didn't do it on Saturday, but they actually did that on Friday because she picked it up on Saturday. And then she was telling me about the grief they gave her for not wanting, you know, because they were not wanting to give her the phone for some reason. And they were just giving her a hard time. And especially, I think it's because they were really busy and they were just, the guys were flustered and whatever. So, and then she was like, and I had to wait an hour and it was raining. And I was like, okay, thank you. I'm done. I'll see you Tuesday. Bye. I was like, I was kind of upset. Not at her by any means. I wasn't upset with her, but I was just upset that they would have turned it on. When I got the phone was still in the fucking package. So I don't even
know. Oh, it wasn't even unwrapped or nothing?
No, and it had a SIM card in the phone, so I don't even know.
Yeah, but they just scan it, because I'm sure the SIM card information is on the outside of the box.
Yeah, so I don't know why so that's probably what they
did. How did they fix it? You just called, or, oh, you had to go to the store and they gave you a new SIM card?
Well, yeah. So when I went to the store, After we figured it out and I talked to my mom and she told me all that. The worst part about it was like, yeah, the guy told me that as soon as he did this, it was going to cut the phone off. And I was like, and she's like, and I told him you were in Vegas, but he said there's nothing he could do. I'm like, oh my God, what an asshole. I was like, what a dick. Luckily one of our friends from Vegas, Kim, she was so gracious enough to take me to the AT&T store while I was down there, and within literally walked in 5 seconds. Like, I was there for maybe at best 5 minutes. I think it took us 5 minutes. It took us longer to get there and get back than it did to actually when I was in the store. They just swapped out my SIM card and they gave me a new
SIM card. Was there a line in the store on Saturday?
No, actually no, but there was a security guard standing outside.
There's always a security guard at all the AT&T stores.
Yeah.
Here in Chicago there are.
There was a security guard standing outside, and I think it was just for the iPhone or whatever. Mm-hmm. There was a security guard there, and I walked in and he was like, yeah, sure, and he swapped it out, and that was it. And then when I got home and I activated my phone, I just put the new SIM card in and that was it.
It just worked?
Mm-hmm. I didn't have to do anything special to it. I just put it in and that was it. Done. I didn't have to call anybody or anything.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was nice. I mean, it was easy peasy. I didn't have to do anything.
Easy breezy cover girl.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about some of our favorite things?
Yeah, I just tell you that it took me a lot longer to fucking do the phone because our internet was out?
Oh, keeping it positive. Your internet was out so that you could have more time with your mom.
Yes. While she was in her room and I was up here.
Right. Internetless.
Reading.
Reading's good.
On my phone.
Right. So we were talking about one of our favorite features is the text or the voice text, I guess the iMessage. So you just hold up you go to the person you want to speak to.
Yes.
And you hold up the phone to your ear and it records whatever you're saying and sends it to them. It is the most amazing thing ever. Love it. Can't get enough of it.
Want to eat it.
I also love the fact that I'm across from Roger, probably what, 3 or 4 feet?
Probably.
Across. Mm-hmm. And I could hold up my phone and I showed you a video and you didn't have to squint.
No.
Or didn't have to do, like, it was amazing.
No, and it is literally the coolest thing ever. Like, I love how the commercials, okay, first of all, I love how all of these Samsung and these LG and all these people who have had larger screens and larger phones and blah, 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 blah. All these people are making fun of Apple for
just now getting a bigger screen.
And all that stuff. So how what I say to these people and what I say to all these other people who tell me, oh, we're not going over to another phone or to the iPhone or whatever. It's, you know what? I kind of agree with what Tim Cook said on the Charlie Rose show, which was they could have done all this stuff a lot earlier in the game. But what they did is they took their time to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, reading some of the reviews that have come out about the phone and the features and all that stuff and being reviewed against all these other phones that have been out for a long time, it's still mm-hmm. better. And I mean, and that's not, and I know that I'm a little biased because I prefer Apple products because I've had them for a long time. And this is, you know, I've said that to, you know, a lot of people who are not Apple fans or whatever, or who just prefer other products outside of Apple when it comes to mobile devices or whatever. But honestly, like, I've had nothing but Apple products most of my life, and I've had no issues with any of them. And honestly, I don't see myself.
The only issue I've had is people fucking stealing it.
Yeah. Because they want it.
Right. And it sells high.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to say, ooh, can I sell that Android phone and sell it for $100? No. No one says that.
No one says that.
No one steals an Android phone.
No one ever steals an Android phone. Because they're going to sell it for like $25.
Right.
Ding, ding. Why is someone here? I don't think my mom's home.
Oh, well.
So I don't understand. That's kind of strange. So, but yeah, so it's like, it's just, they're just good products, you know? Mm-hmm. And I would never go to another phone. I would never. Right. But I don't know. That's just what I know.
Have you experienced Bendgate or Benghazi? Bendgate, Benghazi.
They said that there was only 9 phones that right. had that issue.
First I want to say this phone is big as hell. Why are you sticking it in your back pocket and sitting on it?
Okay. Second issue, why are you sticking it in skinny jeans?
Right, stop it.
Why are you wearing skinny jeans?
Right. I could see you sitting on it accidentally, but no, these people are like bending their phones on purpose. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no, I think the people that are doing that on purpose, I think, are trying to figure out if it can bend. But see, here's the problem. The thing is that most phones that are that large, okay, first of all, when you're talking about like the Note and all that shit, they're all plastic. So they're right. going to break or bend anyway. But this is very soft metal. It's going to bend
mm-hmm.
when you put it against something that's. Gives you that option to, like, you know, that is malleable.
Right.
So it's going to bend. But I don't really care about that.
And yeah, if you me have either. A case on I it, think it's funny.
I think it's funny too. But if you put a case on it, I don't think it's going to bend either. Especially right. like, you know, the case that you have or the case that I bought. Like it's... And I do. The only thing that I do have to say is that I think the cases are outrageously expensive.
Well, of course they're going to be for a while.
For a while, at least until the kind of the hoopla.
Unless you get the ones from China, but you'll also get lead poisoning. The people at work were like, "Oh my god, it looks so nice, but it's so big." Because there's some employee or some of my coworkers, they have the iPhone 6, and I was like. I looked and I was like, oh, is that the iPhone 5S? Oopsie. I can't imagine having an iPhone 6. I mean, this is like the perfect size for me.
I kind of feel like the iPhone 6 is like the cheap sister.
The slutty sister? Like it's that'll like, do anything for attention?
It's like you really couldn't afford the iPhone 6 Plus. I know. That sounds really bad, but...
It's the knockoff bitch. No, I'm just kidding. Some people don't prefer big phones, but I don't know. I just kind of like it. That's like when I was forced to go to an Android phone when I had the Note 2.
Yeah.
That was one thing I enjoyed was the screen size. I was like, oh, when I went back to my iPhone, I was like, oh, this is crazy.
I do have to say it is a little strange. I do have to say I have seen the Note. Like I think I saw the Note 3?
I think the Note 4 is out now, or it's getting ready to come out.
It's coming out, and they moved the date up, because it was supposed to come out later in October, and I think they're going to release it earlier in October. Mm-hmm. I do have to say, like, I've seen the Note, and I think that looks... Some of the reviewers were saying that the thing that they didn't like about the Note 3 was, like, it was oversaturated. So, like, the screen, the color was oversaturated. So, it was, like, it looked way too, like, it made it look really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, when you compare it to the iPhone, like, the colors look more normal. And so, it looks a lot more crisp than it did on the Note 3. I hate when they do stuff like that where they compare. And I know they have to because it's, you know, that is their competition or whatever. But, you know, it's like, you know, if you like it, you like it. That's cool. Like, that's your thing. You like the Note 3, whatever. Like, that's what you like. If I had to go to a Note,
You know one thing I hate about Android?
What?
I hate that to, like, control the volume, you have to go to, like, 4 different apps to do it. Or if you want to just, like, mute your text messages.
You can't go like this? You can't click it? It doesn't have a volume thingy?
I don't know how it works. But, like, I would do that. Like, put the phone on mute. And then I would still get ding, ding. I'm like, where the fuck do I go to turn off the volume?
Well, you know what? That's another thing, too. It's, you know, it's really difficult to tell people who are not Apple users or who haven't ever used an Apple product that... The entire purpose of Steve Jobs creating these products was intuitiveness. Things had to be intuitive. And when you get on an Apple product, things are easy and they're intuitive. It's like, oh, this makes sense. Oh, this makes sense. You know what I mean? So when you get on like a Windows computer, it's like, oh my God, is this shit?
How can I delete this program?
Right.
Oh, I have to delete it from 5 places.
It's like, I gotta go here, to 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 go here, just so that I could fucking get it out. It's like, goddamn. An Apple? Click and drag. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the one thing that I hate about, like, other products, is that you have to, it's not as easy. And I know that there was a couple people on Facebook, like when we were discussing stuff, and you know, there's always going to be those people who prefer one product over the other, and that's fine. But like, everyone talks about like this open source. But you know, the one thing I do have to say about open source, I agree that there should be open source where you mm-hmm. are able to, like, an open market or whatever. The problem with that is that
viruses.
Nothing is ever going to be as good as if you take the time and close it. That's the reason why Apple does better, because they take the time and do their things and they do it well. Now, there have been some times...
Their update that they pushed out that messed up some people's phones.
Yeah, well, that was... I think they were trying to rush to get out that update. I mean, I really do. I don't think it was ready. And and it only happened to a few people, right?
40,000 people downloaded it. First, why do you do it all, like, as soon as it comes out? You know what I'm saying? Always wait, like, a couple hours to make sure.
Yeah.
That's any program that you use.
Yeah, because I don't always update. I mean, to be my phone, my 5, I didn't update it until, with the 8, I didn't even update it. And that's not even true, because the last 7 update before the 8, I didn't even update it then.
Mm-hmm.
I still had it on there. It was like, update. I'm like, I don't want to update it. Like, I'll wait, you know, because I'm like, I don't like updating my phones from over the internet. I prefer to connect to the computer, because then at least I can back up everything, because it forces me to have to do that. Even though I do cloud backups or whatever, like, I just prefer to do it from the computer. But I also like to do backup. Like, I also like to do a fresh start, even though it fucking sucks when, like, apps and all that. But I rather do that, because it really does start from a clean. It's a clean slate.
Right.
Because I've learned over time that when you just update your system, all it really does is it just piles it right on top of the last program that you had. And it actually doesn't
flush out. Slows your phone down, all that good stuff.
Yeah. And so it's better to just delete everything that's on the phone, start it from the factory fresh, and then update it from that point. That's always the best idea. But... And this phone is awesome. The battery is amazing.
Oh my God, lasted me all day. All day.
Like yesterday, I think probably by... I was listening to podcasts while I was at work. So I think probably by probably 3 o'clock, it was probably close to like 80%. And that was me fucking with it like on Growler, Scruff, and like...
What? I don't know what that is.
Those are cooking apps. Yeah, so I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, because usually the iPhone batteries don't last
maybe
5 hours.
Like constant use. 74 and it's 3 o'clock and I've been on it and I've been playing music and I've been on apps all morning with the except, well, probably from like 10-ish to about now. It's been...
And I've been using the girls got me up at 6:15 this morning.
And you haven't connected it to your battery?
No.
To your
and it's charger. At 45%.
Yeah. And you've been on it and stuff. That's pretty good. Yeah. Because, I mean, right now, if this was my 5, I would have been dead already.
Oh, I wouldn't even be talking right now because you'd have to have it plugged in.
You'd be on the floor.
Hello.
I need battery. I need battery.
Oh, I need batteries.
All right, so what else do we love about the phone? Anything else?
I do love the crispness of the videos. Like, it's... I mean, you tested a video with your front face camera, and I thought that actually looked really good.
We'll have to see how it looks on YouTube, because what we're thinking is mounting our phones, and we could, since we both have the same phone, it could be either one of us that does the video, which is nice.
Yeah.
We mount the phones, and while we're driving around, we could do like a video podcast.
Yeah.
Because it seemed to work okay.
And I think that if we do those, I think that we should do them like once or twice a month, just as we start to kind of get our feet wet and see how people react to them.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter how they react.
Oh, I don't know. But according to Adam, he loved it. He loved it.
We did do we talked a little bit about on the Pride 48 show, but we did do like a confessional booth thing.
Yeah.
And we were pretty fucking awesome. Yeah. We were funny.
Yeah.
But he didn't get the audio correct. So
he may or may not work. And he got our audio through the video, but he didn't get the audio from the microphone. Boom microphone that he had over our head.
That I kept hitting when I stood up.
But, which is fine, because even if he releases it, you'll still be able to hear, so it'll just seem like it's probably far. Although, I don't know, because we're pretty loud, so.
Mm-hmm.
Loud. But it was really funny. Like, yeah. I think we were pretty funny.
I don't even remember what we talked about, really. I remember laughing a lot.
Well, Yeah, it was. Well, hopefully he releases it. And if not,
we'll, as a blooper, maybe.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can. We'll ask him. We'll reach out to him and see if he can actually release it anyway. Even if it doesn't sound too good, we'll see if he can release it anyway. Yeah. Maybe we can get a transcript of it and see if that's funny.
We have anything else?
I don't know. What else do you love about it? I just, you know, there are some features that look funky right now because the apps are not like,
they're not updated.
Like Scruff, my cooking app. Oh my God.
It's like huge.
It's like the, everything is large.
Right.
Which is kind
of, it's like an old person's.
Which is kind of deceiving.
It's kind of like viewing an old person's screen on a computer.
Yeah. It's like your sausage is not that big.
Right. Get it together.
And the lettering is like, bloop. Right. It's like A is like this big. It's like, no.
Once they get all the apps updated, I think it's going to be perfect. The phone's perfect. I love it. Yeah. I don't have any negatives about it.
No. It is. I will say that for people who are coming over from an Android phone, such as the Google Note or whatever, it would probably be an easy transition because you guys are used to the size. But people who are from like the iPhone 5... any of the iPhone 5s and below, it is a little bit harder to get used to because it is a little bit larger. Actually, it's a lot bit larger, but it's a great phone. I think it's awesome. It's much faster. Things load up a lot faster on here. I mean, the pictures are just gorgeous.
Amazeballs.
Just gorgeous. I took a couple pictures and everything looks just amazing. Yeah, I mean, I really don't have any negative to say about it.
So, yeah, I don't have anything to say.
The fingerprint thing is really cool too. Cause I didn't have
that is cool. I can't wait to start paying for shit with it.
Yeah. That's another thing that I'm really looking forward to, that since it has that feature that, Apple Pay, so you don't have to really, I mean, I think you'll still have to carry a wallet just in case.
Your ID.
Well, besides that, but I mean, like, not a lot of places will not
be taking it.
Not too many places are going to be taking Apple Pay right away. But I'm still not sure as to, is it going to work with NFC or is it only going to work with people who have Apple Pay? I'm a little confused about that.
The program is Apple Pay, so it's not like you can just use it as an NFC. Like, I asked the guy, can I just use it on the transit on the bus? And he said, no, you're not going to be able to use it for that unless they take Apple Pay.
Got it.
So the place has to take Apple Pay.
Right. So it's specific to Apple
Pay. So if the CTA is smart, they'll fucking take Apple Pay.
Well, I don't know. They do have a relationship with them because remember they rented out that space from, or Apple rented out that space from them.
They renovated it, the North and Clybourne.
Yeah. Did place. Apple renovate it for them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think if they were smart, they'd do a relationship with them.
So, all right, are we done? I mean, we had a lot to talk about. We didn't talk about the phone too much, but no. I mean, it's just amazing.
Anything else you want to cover before we...
No, Tony and I, we're going to go get his new phone. Well, it's not new. He's going to get my iPhone 5, and then we're going to try to sell the iPhone 4S.
Got it.
So we need to get that done today, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Are you guys going to upgrade? Oh, no. You're just giving him your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Why not just get a new phone altogether and sell both of your phones?
Because he doesn't care. He's just like, whatever, I'll take it. Oh. It's going to be new to him.
Yeah, so. Yeah, of course.
And then maybe later he'll upgrade, or next year I'll upgrade and then he'll get this phone. Although I don't think he likes phones this big.
No, yeah.
He's an iPhone. I think he's one of the iPhone 6 people.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I have... Jules, she's gonna upgrade hers in October because that's when she'll be able to upgrade or whatever. And she was looked at me and she's like, I mean, just a baby tablet. And she's like, I can't, like, that's just large. She's
I like baby I think, tablets.
Yeah. She's like, I think I'm just gonna stick with the iPhone 6. And I'm like, you do realize that that's still big. Like, it's not, it's bigger than the iPhone 5, right? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, yeah, but
I think that big. One is still one-handed use. You can really use that. I could use that hand.
It's not as wide as this one is, but it's not, you know, it's still tall.
I only really have a problem using it one-handed is when I need to do like a question mark or something. Yeah, that's when I have the issue.
Yeah, that's the same thing I found. But I do like the fact, though, that you can use a two-hand, and it doesn't feel weird.
I don't like the reachability thing. I don't care for that, because you can't type with that. Like,
you can
go to the message, but then when you need to type, you need to let go of that. And so it's really not useful.
Yeah, no. I think it's just so that you can get to that app.
I guess. It's stupid.
It doesn't make any sense for me. Although I did notice that with the iOS update, there are a lot of new like security privacy issues that are a little bit different than the previous iOS that are a little they're just a little different. They're mm-hmm. not as how do I say it? Not as explicit as the previous iOS. Whereas, you know, iOS 7 or whatever, like, it told you, like, okay, you're doing this, this, and this. This is what you're going to take off.
Right.
Like, your privacy. Now, it's like you have to kind of, I don't want to say dig, but you have to, it's just.
Go into it further.
Go into it a little bit further just to kind of get to that point. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's a gorgeous phone, honestly. I feel like they took it back to their roots with this one. I feel like they took it, it looks like a flat, bigger version of their very first phone,
mm-hmm.
which I love their first phone because it was a beautiful phone. I mean, it had the metal back. It was curved. I mean, I just loved it.
Remember, you couldn't even do picture messages or anything with it.
You couldn't do shit with that.
Can you? But it was amazing.
Can you imagine? Like when I have that phone, I still have that because that. So I went from that phone to an iPhone 4. So I jumped.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't get any of the phones in between. So mm-hmm. I went from that phone to the iPhone 4, and then I went from iPhone 4 to iPhone 5. So for me, it was like, I remember when I was standing in line to get the iPhone 4, people were making fun of me. Because they were like, oh my God, can you even connect to the internet? Are you still like, and I was like, yes. I'm like, it's taking me a little bit longer than you, but I can still connect. But yeah, I love that phone because it was so cool. Like,
it felt good.
Yeah, it was hefty in comparison to this phone. It's like, fuck, this is like a paper,
right?
But it does look like that. I did like that one. Now it's so thin. It's like, it's just weird. I don't know. They took it back. Do you want to mention the iPhone? I mean, the Apple Watch. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that, real quick?
I'm excited. I'm kind of iffy about it now. I'm kind of like, when I'm reading the stuff, I'm like, I don't know if I really need one of those. Yeah. The idea is cool, but I kind of think maybe I should wait until the second one comes out. If I can. It looks cool. But I don't know if it's really $350 cool.
Well, my thing. Okay, so my watch is $600. And I'm
thinking, no one likes a bragger.
No, I'm not trying to. I didn't pay that. But I just don't understand what's the purpose. Like, if that makes sense. Like, I know that's a silly question, but it's just like, I don't get the purpose of, I like what my envision of the watch itself was that I thought it was going to be more of, you know, like the Up 24 or like the
Fitbit.
The Fitbit, where it was more in that kind of, like, it was going to go down that route more so than I thought what it was. I also don't like the fact that you have to charge it every night.
Oh, yeah. Right, you have now, to take it off. Yeah.
Like, you have to take it off and you have to charge it. Otherwise, it's dead. And I also don't like the fact that you have to pair it with your phone. So for people who don't have an iPhone, which...
they can't use it.
It's an ingenious idea because Apple's all about marketing. And if you want to use our product, you have to use it with another product.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And that's fine for me because I have their product, so it doesn't matter. But I don't like that. I don't like the fact that I can't get the phone, get the watch without having to use it with my phone. I don't like that because it's like, well, what if I don't have my phone? It's like, okay, what if I don't want it? I mean, so I understand that you can take it without your phone. You don't need it. That's cool. Excuse me. That's cool. But I just don't get it. I don't understand it. And I think it's because they didn't release too much information. Like, it was very vague.
Maybe there's more to it and it'll be better.
I don't know.
It was very vague.
A lot of people, I think a lot of the reports and a lot of like the journalists who were there said it was a gorgeous, I thought it was a gorgeous phone. I thought it was like, or a gorgeous watch. But a lot of people that were there said it's a lot thinner than what it looks like on TV and print. They did say that they didn't understand what the purpose was. They were like, we don't get where this is going to fit. Like, mm-hmm. they think it's too expensive. And a lot of things, and one of their biggest questions and concern is the battery. Because they didn't touch on it at all. They didn't even talk about it like, once.
It needs to last a couple days. I mean,
well, see, like this one, they did an update on it, and it used to last 7 days, and now it lasts 14 days. So they doubled it with the update on their firmware. Mm-hmm. So I think that's cool, because then I don't have to update it. I don't have to like plug it in until every 14 days as opposed to 7, which I think is awesome. But if I have to plug my watch in every night, or if I
next to your phone,
or if I can't even at least plug it in this way, like that's a lot. Like I have to physically take it off to plug it in. Like that's a lot to do every night. I'm gonna forget my phone. I'm gonna forget my watch. Mm-hmm. Like
unless you have it right there with your phone, because then you won't forget
right,
your phone.
Then I won't forget my phone and I won't forget my watch. And I think that's the idea. But it seems kind of silly. Like, no one wants to. Who wants to fucking take off their watch every night to charge it?
Not me. I don't even take it off in the shower, but...
I know. And that's another thing. They didn't talk about, like, is it...
It's not. They said you can, like, wash your hands with it, but you can't take a shower.
See, that's stupid.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess that'll be to be determined and foreseen once it actually comes out. And maybe they'll release more information. You know, like, once we get closer to the release of that. So, we'll see. I don't know. I mean... It's exciting, and I think it's a gorgeous piece of
material.
Material and whatever, but I just don't know if it's something that I really want to spend that much money on, at least not right now, like initially.
Right.
So.
Alrighty. So I guess we're done for the day.
That was a very
one hour.
We're nerdy. Out.
Nerded it up. Yeah, we nerded it up, man.
Next weekend, we will bring you something really extremely foul.
Right.
Shit, all right. Fucking cunt.
So we're out of here until next week.
Yes.
So we'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
This is Ricky.
And who was I? I forgot who the fuck I said I was.
Steve Jobs.
Tim Cook.
No.
Deuces.
All right. Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.